It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado hospitals are warning about the possibility of serious staff shortages as COVID-19 cases rise. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Banner Health operates a system with hospitals in several states, including Colorado. Dr. Marjorie Bessel is its chief clinical officer. She says the system expects to be at 125% of normal capacity by early December. To prepare, they're recruiting and adding staff. And she says, as a last resort, they may allow providers who have tested positive but are asymptomatic to work.
That would certainly be something that we would try to avoid, if at all possible, but something that we recognize may have to come into play if the numbers continue to increase.
Banner operates several Colorado facilities, including in Fort Collins, Greeley, and Loveland. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Denver is facing dozens of new claims against its police department. Denverite's David Sachs reports.
Attorneys served the mayor's office with 51 claims of excessive force and wrongful arrests by the Denver Police Department during protests against racism and police brutality this summer. The city attorney's office will now review the claims, which are typically the first step toward lawsuits. Sometimes they end with a settlement paid by taxpayers, and sometimes they end up in court. The claims come weeks before an expected report by the Office of the Independent Monitor, who investigated the police's response to protests. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
Construction on the Arkansas River levee in Pueblo is turning to recreation. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports work is expected to begin this winter on new features.
A curving three-quarter-mile trail will meander among shade structures on top of the rebuilt levee. Two pedestrian bridges over the river will link the existing bike path to the new levee trail. Benches, bike racks, and trash cans will also be placed along the trail. The work will cost more than $2.5 million. Funding comes from a variety of state and local agencies. Proposed future amenities include an upgraded whitewater park. For KRCC News, I'm Shauna Lewis in Pueblo.
It's 19 degrees in Pueblo, 17 in Colorado Springs, and in Denver this morning, 26 degrees. Highs will be close to 50 along the Front Range today, a little cooler tomorrow. There is mostly sunny skies for much of the state for Thursday, with snow in the mountains. This is CPR News.